26. So we now start looking at the structure of the clay minerals. The 1 to 1 and the 2 to 1 are talking about the relationship between what we call the tetrahedral sheets and the octahedral sheets. So in the tetrahedral sheet, we've got silicons bound to oxygens, and you can see the geometry at each silicon is tetrahedral. So we've got these two here binding along the edges, and then we've got a join, and then we've got the repeat pattern occurring again. Now there are a number of different ways of presenting it. As I said, this view here on the left hand side is coming out of the Brimblecone book, and it's quite a good sort of view for drawing. Over here, this is out of one of the soils books, and you see what they've done is, rather than stack these things along looking at from an oblique sort of angle, they've stacked it looking like you're looking straight down onto these things, so that these two oxygens would be sitting directly one on top of each other. They've then taken that view and gone, well, if I take this joining oxygen here, this becomes this one here, and you can now very clearly see the tetrahedral shape. So why I've put you the different views in here is you need to feel quite convinced that it's a tetrahedral organisation of these silicon O4 tetrahedra as we move along the tetrahedral sheet. Remember, it's organised totally into a sheet-like structure. Now, the octahedral sheet then is going to have octahedral geometry. Now, the geometry is occurring around aluminium or iron cations rather than silicon cations. The octahedral sheet then, we look at what's going on. We can see that there's, for instance, an aluminium here, and we've got hydroxyls sitting above and below that aluminium, and we then bind to the next hydroxyl, which is also attached to an aluminium. Now, the coordination geometry, when we reflect on that one, is octahedral in nature. We end up binding along an edge between this octahedron and that octahedron. And if you sit down and play with this on paper for a little bit, you will be able to convince yourself that this view of the octahedral sheet here is the same as this view here. You can see these two aluminiums here correspond to these two aluminiums here. These two are bridging oxygens, which hydroxyls, which correspond to those two there. And then we move from this view here to this one here. So we're saying that on the left-hand side then, the octahedron at the front corresponds to this second aluminium as we move along from left to right. And the one sitting behind corresponds to the aluminium sitting hard on the left-hand side. And from that, you can clearly see that this is an octahedral sheet, the octahedral geometry around each aluminium. The coordinated anions then in the octahedral sheet are a mix of oxygens and hydroxyls. In the tetrahedral sheet, they're invariably oxygens. So to make a one-to-one clay mineral, we simply combine one octahedral layer with one tetrahedral sheet layer, and then we'll repeat it over and over and over again until we've built a solid. So there is our tetrahedral layer at the bottom. Sitting on top is the octahedral layer. And now when we graph the octahedral layer onto the tetrahedral layer, we see that sometimes we've got hydroxyls that are coordinated around the octahedral atoms. Sometimes we've got oxygens coordinated around the octahedral atoms.